ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to CADcast episode number 343. I am your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined by a man who gets no respect from Microsoft, Wombat.
I am not loyal enough for them, it seems. I am trying my new, well, not a new computer, but newish computer. So hopefully my sound quality is good. If it's terrible, I'm apologizing now so you can't get mad at me.
Can you apologize to me right now? This sounds terrible on my end.
I don't know. It sounds good to Cheapy. Maybe it's you.
It could be me. But Microsoft's a big fan of me, though. So it's probably not me.
Yeah, I know. Everyone likes Shipwreck. Even Pepperoni? What did you win?
The beef jerky.
Beef jerky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oberto sent me a year of Xbox Live for free.
Wow.
Yeah, he's very popular with those, you know, with, nitrates.
Now I have Killer Instinct with all the characters unlocked for free.
It's not,
Wombat's
it's the
so
principle.
Upset about a game he didn't even want to play.
It's the principle of the thing that gets me. It's not that you won and I didn't. That's not what bothers me. It's that they called
it. Didn't win.
It's that they called it a loyalty thing.
What does that mean?
It means that they said, oh, thank you for being a loyal Xbox customer. Here's a free game. Yet you're no more or less loyal than I've been. Why? What's with the randomness? If they sent Shipwreck an email saying, congratulations, you won this game just because we did a sweepstakes and you won, then I'd be like, well, he won, I lost. That's no big deal. But when you don't call it a contest and you call it a loyalty program, that's kind of annoying.
Your feelings were hurt.
Yes.
I looked at your tweets complaining, and they were kind of embarrassing, I thought.
I didn't even complain that much. What, I sent two tweets?
No, there was a lot. And then there were general tweets to everybody, and then there were tweets to other people, like reply tweets to other people complaining.
Well, that's because people would reply to me, so I reply back. I don't think that's embarrassing. That's called not being a dick.
But you should be above – shouldn't you be above this? You know, you host a popular video game podcast every week. I mean, you're kind of in the industry, Wombat.
You'd think I'd be above this?
Right. Maybe that was my mistake.
But there was also – then there was that curious part of me because I made the mistake of then going on to NeoGAF.
Right. That was a mistake.
And reading the thread about it where some guy chatted with Xbox customer service. And, you know, that's when I saw that thread about how, according to the website customer service, everybody was getting something that was currently a gold member. And I was like, that can't be true. So then there was that curious part of me that's like, okay, now I have to chat with someone. And I went and I'm like, well, how, you know, it said the wait time was a minute. So I'm like, I could wait a minute to chat with someone. And Chester at Xbox Live support.
You called Xbox Live because
I live chatted with them. Only because I wanted to see what the response would be because I had read other people's chat transcripts. And I figured it would make for a better CADcast if I did it. That is the reason why I did this. So I did, and I spoke to some guy named Chester, and he told me...
Hello, this is Chester. You cannot hear my accent because I am typing.
Exactly. So he said that as far as he knew, everyone who's a current gold member should be getting an email. They were rolling them out in batches, and that by the end of the week, all current gold members should get an email telling them they got something.
But some people got...
That's just not fair to me.
Right. Now Shipwreck's feelings are hurt. Thanks a lot.
Well, why are
But didn't some people
hurt?
Get He's free, going- like a free Super Xbox bundle?
Yeah, some people got just a free Xbox One. Some people got a free Xbox One with like 5 games or some craziness.
Right, that's
what
I tried to
trick you about. Pretty crazy.
So it's people like you, Wombat, that make it so none of us get anything.
I don't know about that. Why? What would I have done?
Why would Microsoft want to give away stuff in the future if all people are going to do is complain if they don't get something?
Because they need to change the name of what they're doing. If they called it a contest, I wouldn't care. But when you call it a loyalty program, then you're snubbing other people that all of a sudden now feel shitty by supporting your product.
Or person.
Was it a program? Was it a loyalty program?
It was a loyalty initiative.
Thank you, gift.
Yeah. And that's kind of shitty to do. It'd be like going to someone's birthday party, and at the end of the party, someone says, oh, you came here right on time. You get a favor. You were here... Also, right on time, but I don't feel like giving you a favor.
And that's their prerogative.
It is their prerogative, and it's my prerogative to complain.
Well, it's what you do. That's your thing, in all fairness.
Yeah, exactly. It's my thing.
Right.
I think it's well within my prerogative to complain about their shitty program.
Well,
Their nomenclature mistake.
It came across as something that I thought you should have been above as a popular podcast host. I didn't see Jeff Gerstmann complaining about not getting Killer Instinct.
Well, I'm not Jeff Gerstmann. And you know what? I bet he already has Killer Instinct.
Right, of course.
Yeah. We're complaining about people that
I just
want to
see where it says, is there any kind of loyalty in this? Here's the email I got. The title is Cobra Commander. How about a free game as a thank you? And then it says, you're a fan of us and we're a fan of you. We want to show you our appreciation, so we're giving you Killer Instinct.
It was in other tweets about it being a loyalty thing, but even that doesn't change my feelings about it. Again, it's not.
But you're
a contest.
Saying it's a nomenclature thing, and that there's.
I'm saying
I have searched my inbox for loyalty, and it does not come up.
Why do you get thanked for supporting them? What did I?
His gamer score is like 5 million, probably.
My gamer score is pretty high too.
No, it's not.
I've been an Xbox Live Gold member since the day Xbox Live launched. I've owned all of their consoles.
I was pre-launch.
That I don't get a thank you and Shipwreck gets a thank you. That's all I wanted to know. I wanted to know what was the rationale.
You call Major Nelson a vagina clown on a popular podcast?
I may have done that.
I heard you were on the list and he saw the list and just crossed you off.
And he likes me now. Right. We've talked
so much that you didn't get a free Killer Instinct.
I know. Well, it's not about the game. It's about the principle. I just wanted to know, and I'm not the only person that tweeted about this, is what was the criteria? Why does Shipwreck get a thank you email and I get nothing?
I have a feeling you'd get a few emails after this discussion. They may have different opinions on it.
If you would have got this, Wombat, I would have been happy for you.
I'm not happy for you. I'm glad that you won. I don't think you should give it back.
I didn't win anything. They said thank you.
But you did win something.
They were appreciative of me. They're a fan of me. I'm a fan of them. They gave me something.
That's the problem, is why are they a fan of you and not a fan of me? If you had just won a game, then I wouldn't care. I would very quickly have moved on and go, oh, Shipwreck won something. That's cool. Like when you won your year of Xbox Live Gold. I didn't complain about that on this show because
when I won it. Launch Xbox 360.
I didn't complain about that either. It's not about you. It's exactly the point is that you didn't win. They just emailed you and apparently 6 million other people, and yet I'm not one of the 6 million chosen people.
Do you know the internal code name for this promotion was Everybody But Wombat?
The thing is, that's what it feels like. And I heard from a lot of people who felt the same way. And that's when you say, but you're a person who hosts a popular podcast. I thought you were above this. But when I hear from a dozen or so people that feel the way I do, and I have a voice where I can actually do something about it, that's what I'm going to use my voice, because I have a popular podcast and I can do something about it for the people that aren't Shipwrecked, for the outside of the 6 million people who, hey, I have a gamer score over 100,000 and I've been a Xbox Live Gold member for 10 years. How come I didn't get a goddamn car in Forza? I heard that from people. So someone has to speak for them. And it's, you know what? It's not going to be Jeff Gerstmann. It's not going to be Shipwreck.
I didn't get a car for Forza. Has it.
I know you got Killer Instinct.
I got jack shit, by the way.
So you ask me why? So the fact that you found it embarrassing just means that you have no respect for the people that the little people out there that listen to this show.
I'm pretty sure that's what I meant.
You, sir, are the embarrassment.
All right. Well, I can't argue with that logic.
There you go. I feel better now.
Good. I don't.
You can play against me with that one character, Wanda.
I can't wait to be what I get to be. Fulcrum? Is that a character in Killer Instinct? Fulcrum?
Something like that. Falcor? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know what to talk about now. ZForce915 writes in, and he wants to know how Mrs. Shipwreck is doing. Shipwreck.
She's tired, but she's doing well.
And how are you doing?
I'm very tired because I have a newborn baby and work has been crazy. So, yeah, I haven't played much at all this week. I've played a lot of Marvel Puzzle Quest. By a lot, I mean when I get to go to the bathroom.
Right.
And I played some wrestling. I played some more of the wrestling game.
Right. I like that. I like the WrestleMania shit.
I got all the way through the Hulkamania portion of the game, and I got into the new generation. And I think right now I'm in the, I don't know, the Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin phase.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So baby's good, family's good, but tired.
Everything's good, just a little bit too hectic right now.
Gotcha. But
we got new windows. They're installed, though.
Excellent. Excellent.
Can't ask for more than that. Maybe a killer instinct.
Right. Were the windows free? Did you win them?
Why didn't Wombat get new windows?
I got a new car instead. Remember? We had the show.
Yeah.
We had that conversation once before.
I'm holding a PS4 controller in my hand as we do this show.
How's it feel?
It feels a lot better than the DualShock 3. Hmm. Yes.
Soon. We're on the dawn. We're on the dawn of the next generation right now.
Yeah, it's got a lot of width to it, which I think is good. Like, the two analog sticks come nowhere close to hitting each other anymore.
Which is good.
Which is very good. Yeah, it's got a nice weight to it. Yeah, it seems like it's a good controller.
Excellent.
And soon you'll be able to use it.
Right.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
Yeah. I don't know about this big button in the middle, though, this touchscreen thing still. It seems a little bit...
pointless?
I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't... it's not doing it for me yet, just holding it. Maybe...
I'm sure every game will use it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. I went to Tokyo Disney yesterday with Ty because he was off from school pretty much this whole week. And we did the new Star Tours. Have you been on the new Star Tours?
Not the new one. I've been on Star Tours, though, in my lifetime.
Yes. I don't know. It was pretty good. It's pretty amazing how insane...
Oh, I need to stop for a sec.
Why?
Oh, I'm back. Okay, never mind.
All right.
Carry on.
What happened?
There may be like 2 seconds of fuzz there. My WAV file got weird for a second.
Hmm. Did you fart or something and not realize it?
It's very possible.
Is the microphone between your legs?
Yeah. You'll be able to edit it out.
The fart?
Yeah.
You mean I'll be able to amplify it?
Yes. Yeah, so you were saying about Star Tours now?
We went to Disney on a rainy Thursday. We got there at 9:45 a.m. The fast pass for the Monsters, Inc. ride was already at 5 p.m. by the time we got there. It was raining. What is wrong with Japanese people that they need to go to Disney all the time? It's pretty disturbing.
Are those little like hoodies that look like the characters still popular?
Yes, everything. Everybody buys everything. The popcorn buckets. I bought Ty the Star Wars popcorn bucket for $16.
That sounds all right.
Yeah, but that was the only thing I paid for the whole day. We even had free tickets, so it was a pretty fun time, I gotta say. Even despite the rain and everything, Disney's pretty fun.
But Disney's always fun.
He did get scared on the Snow White ride, though.
Every kid gets scared on the Snow White ride.
And the problem is now he can read all the signs. So there's that warning sign at the front of the line at the right when you get on the ride. That says, warning, this ride may be too scary for small children. There's a, the Wicked Witch, blah, blah, blah. And I saw Ty like gaze up at the sign and I could just see like the look on his face. And I was like, oh no, he read the sign. Yeah, he totally did. But he was okay. He held his friend's hand on the ride. It was pretty cute.
Nice.
It was nice. One more thing. Oh, you didn't do any show feedback, Wombat.
No, I didn't. I just, like Shipwreck, I've also been very busy this week with
complaining.
Not newborns, but sick children. I had a very rough week. I also had a really bad day yesterday.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah. No, just nothing, you know.
I thought Killer Instinct was earlier in the week. That wasn't yesterday, was it?
It was yesterday.
Killer Instinct was? Oh, yeah. I understand then.
It was just a really... I've had a very difficult week.
Right.
I don't need to get into specifics. I've had a very difficult week. I'm actually happy to be doing this show. Because I just, this is like me taking my mind off things. Although we did have our very first parent teacher conference tonight with Sabrina's kindergarten teacher. And we got the results of her first state mandated, standardized test results.
She's being left back already, huh?
No, she scored, they only give like 3. It's either low, average, or high. And it's 8 categories. And she was high on 7 of 8 categories and average on 1. So
I'm high on all categories.
On that one. Yeah, I bet you are high in all categories.
But I'm bumped.
Yes. No, everyone's very impressed. Excellent. Even our teachers like,
I'm impressed.
Really well. Yeah. Yeah.
Did either of you guys get any Walmart action from that crazy $18 games and $8 TV nonsense mess? Did you get anything out of it?
No. I would have felt bad if I would have gotten one of those TVs.
Like, really?
Every time I looked at the TV, I'd be thinking, well, I really hosed them out of that TV. But
I wanted the 55-inch for $350, but Walmart won't let you order televisions from a mobile device. So there went that.
Yeah. Well, some people got it, but...
Yeah, good for them.
Yep. We don't have any show feedback. So, somebody wrote in a question. Tekka V wanted to know what you, what Wombat thinks of the Marvel and Netflix, deal. They got some new shows coming out.
Yeah, they have Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Daredevil, and Jessica Jones.
Who's Jessica Jones?
So, Jessica Jones in it might have been 99. As long ago, that long ago, 99, early 2000s, Brian Michael Bendis had a comic called Alias, not to be confused with the ABC TV show. And Jessica Jones was that character, and she was a superhero turned detective who, I don't want to spoil too much, but goes on to have a close relationship with Luke Cage. Which it makes sense if they're going to do Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, Daredevil. They all live in that same... like area of crime fighting.
New York, you mean?
Yeah, well, Hell's Kitchen to be specific.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Excellent. So I know, and it's kind of cool. Hell's Kitchen, Harlem area too, I guess, because that's where Heroes for Hire were.
Did they say when this is happening? When these shows are they
2015? They're rolling out with Daredevil first, and I think they're doing Jessica Jones second, and then they're going to end it up with 2015.
Hold on, let me put that on my calendar. Do you know what day exactly?
You know what? That's 13 months away? 13 and a half months away? It's really not that far away.
Or 20-something.
Yeah.
Depends when. I still say that Daredevil, if you watch the Daredevil director's cut, it's not that bad.
I'd like to see what they do with the series, especially on Netflix, because they could say fucking things.
I mean, it should be pretty dark, right? I mean, the director's cut is pretty dark. The only problem with the director's cut is they left in that horrible scene where he's fighting with Elektra in the playground, like in front of everybody, like where the blind, you know, hey, look, there's a blind guy doing, you know, somersaults on a seesaw. You know, that shouldn't attract any attention at all. I don't know how that made it into the cut. That's the only problem. They just pull that out. You got a pretty good movie there.
I mean, that movie had lots of problems. The comic books, especially those Max comics, those adult reader comics, and that's the other thing that they all have in common. They're all part of that Marvel Knights line. So Alias 1 has a relatively graphic representation of a sex scene in it, as you know, for a comic book with Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. So
anal?
Yes.
Rips apart her ass?
Pretty much.
How about some new releases? Speaking of a good ass ripping.
Speaking of anal.
Is this the week that Call of Duty came out?
It is.
Yes.
All right.
7.5, right? Am I right?
It was lower than that, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't checked Metacritic yet. I mean, I read...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know on Metacritic. I was thinking about Polygon score. I just saw Polygon score.
6.5, I believe.
I knew that Borderlands 2 was a better game.
Right. Wait, just let me barely. See the Metacritic. It's... But, oh, wow. Yeah, 74. I was pretty close.
What happened?
I don't know. I think people get burned out after a while. You can't really release the same game every year and expect...
Yeah, but can you review a game based off of I'm burned out of this? Is that, like, criteria?
I think that's what happens, dude.
I guess. I mean, is the 7.5 to me means that the quality of the game has gone down as well as... I can understand being burned out of more of the same thing. But 7.5 to me means that the quality is not as good as previous installments either. Because that's a pretty sharp dip.
Right. I don't know. I have no interest in it at all. After playing Battlefield 4, and, you know, the multiplayer in Battlefield 4 is like being in the middle of a real war. Or at least, you know, it feels that way. When you play Call of Duty multiplayer, it feels like you're just running around in your backyard with, you know, fake guns. Like when you're a kid and you do that. And I don't know. It doesn't feel anything... It doesn't feel realistic at all. It just feels like you're playing. It really feels like you're playing a video game. There's no immersion at all. It's just you run around, run as fast as you can, kill people, get killed, respawn in a second, and repeat. And I think people just get tired of it after a while. At least reviewers get tired of it, and that's why the score reflects it. Because it doesn't seem like there's anything inherently broken with it. Like the single player is always kind of meh, right? And
I don't know. I thought the single player on Black Ops was fun. I mean, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah, but
yeah, Black Ops single player was good. I mean, the old World War II, like the original Call of Duty 2 was.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that single player was good.
Well,
I mean, it didn't tell like a story really well, but it was.
There's been a few
well put together.
Few more of them though since then.
There have been a couple.
I think the reviewers are burned out on it. I don't know. You can't put out the same game every
I wish
year.
I had played it. That way I could comment
on
it more than just what everybody else is saying. But
I have no desire. I mean, I played about an hour of Battlefield last night, and I was just totally blown away with how immersive it is, the sound design. I mean, remember, was it on this show or was it on 8-4 Play or both? I can't remember. Where I said I thought that somebody who is actually in an actual war would have a hard time playing this game because it just to me, you know, I'm a big pussy. I don't know anything about war.
It was on this show.
I think it was both, actually.
Okay.
So I thought that's, you know, real soldiers would have a problem playing with this because it just seems so intense and the sound design and everything just too much. And sure enough, people linked me on Twitter yesterday to a blog on Giant Bomb from a soldier who said that, you know, he doesn't have problems playing other games, but this game, you know, he just can't play it for any extended period of time, or, you know, he can't drink alcohol and play it because that somehow flares up his post-traumatic stress disorder. So here, the quote is, "So to all the folks at EA, don't take this as a negative criticism, but as an official seal of approval that your design is so well polished that a man that has lived the real experience is disturbed." Which is pretty much exactly what I said. And I even had somebody on Twitter hit me up and say, you know, you can't say that. You don't know what it's like to be in a war, and which is true, but turns out Cheapy's right again. It happens.
You're so smart.
I'm so SMRT. It's amazing. So shout out to Battlefield and shout out to my, I think I had a positive kill to death ratio yesterday, which was exciting for me. Anyway, what other new releases didn't we play?
Everything got out of the way of Call of Duty.
Pretty much.
It looks like I don't think there was really anything else this week.
The Guided Fate Paradox came out for PlayStation 3, which is an NIS game. I haven't played that yet. I have it in, but I haven't. I've been a little busy.
Right. I did pick up, I guess this was last week that this came out, the Typing of the Dead Overkill.
Oh, you played it?
Yeah. I played the first two missions on live on Twitch.
And
that game is fucked up. Some really fucked up people wrote the script to that, and it's just like the whole time you just shake your head. You're like, no, this is not right. People should not be talking this way.
That's what makes it great.
Yeah. I wasn't complaining. I mean, but like some of the voice acting is just really bad. I don't know. It's
bad
funny.
In a good way, though.
In a good way, yeah. In a totally good way.
Because like every time you think, hey, this is just bad, it like redeems itself by knowing that it is. Like it'll say something right after it that lets you know that they know it's terrible.
Do you think they know that?
Oh, yeah, they know.
Oh.
Or are they just Japanese? Yeah. Sometimes they just don't know.
No, I think they're very well aware of what they're parodying.
Oh, right. You think they're parodying it or trying to imitate it? That's what I...
No, it's okay. Parody.
Well, it was pretty cool. I mean, no, I couldn't do as well as you, Ship. I checked the leaderboards, and you're obviously a much better typist than I am. But
oh, really?
It would make a Shipwreck would make a wonderful secretary.
yeah. So
I can type decently fast, but
I thought I could. I thought I was okay, but apparently I'm not. But I don't know. It was fun. I had a good time.
It's nice that it comes with the full game too. Like you can switch over and play it with the mouse, like the light gun version.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah, if you go over to what character? The far right character. I think that's the zombie in a bikini or something.
Oh, okay.
If you click on her, then you can play the House of the Dead.
Gotcha.
Not Typing of the Dead. But.
I had a hard time getting the game to even launch, though. I had to, like, I don't know, run it as an administrator. Oh, no, I had to like, set compatibility settings to Windows XP to get it to run. I don't know. It was
what?
Weird.
Really?
Yeah, and I looked on the Steam forums, and other people were having problems. They couldn't get it to work at all, which was a lot of fun when I was trying to launch it for the first time with, like, 120 people watching on Twitch. Pretty
sounds about right.
Not awkward at all.
PC, right?
Exactly. But I like, you know what, that doesn't bother me. As like an old school PC person, that's just like, you know, it's part of the fun in a way, sort of. Maybe, I don't know. You feel good when you get it to work, though, eventually.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right, real good.
Uh-huh.
What else we got here? Let me do a little CAG news. So I have a very fun announcement to make for everybody. So remember when I pulled all the ads off of CAG?
Are they coming back?
Well, here's the thing. Well, I would like to bring
you
them
have
back.
You have children to feed? Well, a child
well,
to feed?
Well, I mean, I have like the worst luck. So here's what happens. I announced that we're pulling the ads off CAG, pull them off. I'd say about like 3 days later, like one of the biggest retailers on CAG, you know, halves their commission, which was awesome. My wife, you know, is having like a pretty shitty time at work and, you know, would like to get the hell out of there and look for another job, but doesn't feel, you know, CAG is not, it's pretty risky. You never know what could happen. I don't know how many more years CAG has left of like significant earning potential. I mean, anything can happen in this age of digital downloads and whatnot. So I think it just makes more sense to take the money while I can with the hope that, you know, one day Mrs. Chibi is not going to have to worry about having a job and maybe can go to bed without taking Ambien because she's so stressed out about her job. Whoa.
Sorry about that. I need to stop. My mic is all messed up all of a sudden.
oh, yeah?
I just knocked my mic on the floor. Now it's all messed up.
Oh, and now I'm back to normal again. Oh, I don't understand what's going on here. Chibi's going to have a fun time editing my file.
Anyway.
Yeah, no one blames you for doing this. I think you're okay. Making a good decision. No one told you to take ads off in the first place.
No.
And I honestly don't think anyone's going to notice. You could just add that leaderboard back in.
Yeah, that's. I didn't do it. I'm just checking it out right now. Yeah, no one did. I mean, CAGs are awesome. They never complain about anything. And I also, when I initially took them off, one of the main reasons why is because I thought incorrectly that half of our users were using Adblock. But of course, I'm not too bright, and I didn't realize that we have no ads running on the mobile version of the site, and quite a significant chunk of the traffic comes from mobile. So yeah, I totally fucked that up as well. So you may see ads on CAG next week, but it'll be,
you should add a mobile banner too.
What's that?
You should add a mobile banner.
Can you make any money on that? It seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, you know, just add a 320 by 50, you'll be fine.
That seems like something that I'll hit with my thumb and then hate you.
Nah, they're not particularly intrusive, and it'll just, you know, it's more than the zero you would get otherwise.
Right, right. Well, we'll see. I mean, like I said, I think people who followed CAG for a long time in the show know that, like, I don't need all the money, but I also probably shouldn't be stupid either. So
I agree.
So there we are. Don't hate me.
Too late.
Right. How about some multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff?
Sure. I see how long I can hold up on this mic.
Wait, what's happening with the mic?
I had one. I didn't go crazy for a minute.
Well, you
on
did.
Your end.
But I don't know what. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
I don't either. It just went.
Oh.
And then it went back to normal.
Okay.
So, I just, you know, who knows how long this will hold out. That's all.
Did you guys read this thing about Adam Orth?
Yes.
Do you remember who he is?
I did, actually. Mm-hmm.
So Adam Orth, for those who don't remember, Adam Orth was the Xbox employee who started a sort of Twitter shitstorm. Kind of like, I thought it was sort of innocuous what he was saying, but a lot of people did not. I remember the tweet was something, it was about the Xbox being always on, and he made a hashtag deal with it. Here's the quote. Every device is now always on. That's the world we live in. Deal with it. And then I guess there was like some sort of snarky conversation with one of his friends on Twitter, and it started like an incredible internet shitstorm, which ended with Orth leaving Microsoft. And I guess he was at a conference recently, and he just spoke about the entire experience. And it was so bad for him. I mean, he had to move. I mean, he had to drop off the internet. Here's this quote. We had to completely rebuild his life, his family's life, because of all the threats he was getting. It's insane. I mean, out of a fucking video game console? What is wrong with people? Unbelievable. I read this thing.
Video games are serious business.
Holy shit. And who are these people that really care that much? I mean, they're not Microsoft fans, right? Like, if you're a Microsoft fan, you're not going to call up a guy who works at Microsoft and threaten his family's life, right? That seems...
I would hope not.
It seemed like this would be like the Sony fans that he's upset. I don't know who he's upset. I don't understand what's wrong with people. It's really disturbing.
It's very strange, and I don't get it either.
But it did work out well for him. He said he decided to become healthy. He lost 50 pounds. He's got a new job where he's now developing a video game. So it actually wound up, he said, becoming a positive change in his life, but holy shit, nobody wants to, I mean, he had to shut down his life. That is fucked up. I feel bad for him.
And, I do too. And what he said was dumb, but it doesn't mean that you threatened someone's life over it.
I wonder if he got a copy of Killer Instinct.
Do you think?
I don't know if he's loyal enough.
I mean, there are people on Twitter. So like, sometimes if I mention, you know, we talk about obviously the next gen here and say things about PlayStation, say things about Xbox, but I get these tweets from Sony fans that are so toxic. And then you look at their tweet history and their entire tweet history is just the same, similar tweets to people bashing Xbox or threatening them. Just all other, you know, people in the game industry or just anybody, just people talking about, random people talking about Xbox. Their whole account consists of that. And there's a lot of people like that. These people need to get a life because holy shit, it's a piece of electronics that connects to your TV. And they're not even out yet. Holy moly. I don't know. Humanity, man. We got to do something about this.
I'll get right on it.
Can you fix humanity, Wombat?
Yeah, I got it. I have it covered. Don't worry about it.
Had enough money to buy both consoles, then we just wouldn't have these problems.
Well, I'm looking at my WAV file now. I think my sound is finally getting a little better. It's either gotten much better at like the 32-minute mark. For everyone listening, I know this is very important. Or it got significantly worse. So I'm hoping it's better because the WAV file looks a whole lot better now.
Maybe you just have to work it in a little.
I think so. Maybe I needed to just like play around with it and give it time and let the let the computer sink in with what I was doing.
Right. It needs your style. It needs your Wombat style.
Exactly.
I finished Lego Marvel Superheroes with Ty. And that's an awesome game, Wombat. You're going to love it. I'm excited for you to play that.
Yeah. Soon, on the 22nd, I will play it.
It seems like there's a lot more to do once you finish the main story in this one compared to I mean, I could be wrong because I'm not the type of guy that like goes on GameFAQs and looks up the guides for this, but I seem to remember after playing Lego Batman 2, after finishing the story, there wasn't really much to do except to collect more studs and unlock stuff. But there's a lot of bonus missions, it seems like. So we're still discovering stuff. It's really well done. It's definitely the best Lego game ever. So yeah, Lego Marvel Superheroes, excellent. Let's see what else we got here. So remember Resolution Gate with we forgot to mention this when we were talking about Ghosts, Call of Duty Ghosts.
Yes.
And we don't know much about the Xbox One version because it's embargoed. I still think for a few more days, but the PS4 version got reviewed along with the current gen versions, and apparently, even though it does run at 1080p, and I guess it does hit 60 frames per second, there are certain parts of the game where it does not hit 60 frames per second, and that there's a lot of frame rate issues in the single player and the multiplayer. Was called out in several different reviews. So
we talked about this last week. It's not all about the resolution.
I know. And then I went on the 8-4 Play podcast and, you know, talking about toxic comments.
That NeoGAF thread about that episode really, like when I was down in the dumps this week.
Yeah.
That really lifted my spirits.
Wait, why? People are calling me a moron?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
The hilarious thing about those threads is you look at the comments. First of all, that guy got banned, by the way.
I know.
The funny thing about that is, you know, you got everybody calling me a shill for Microsoft, whatever, blah, blah, blah. No one includes any evidence at all. There's no quote from anything that I said in the show or anything like that. It's just, oh, Cheapy's a shill for Microsoft, just whatever, whatever. No evidence, no quotes, nothing. Just they have a general feeling that I am a shill for Microsoft. So that's what I am. But so last week we talked about how, you know, just because it's running at 1080p doesn't necessarily, it's not the total picture. And sure enough, now we know that it's not mean. I mean, we don't know about the Xbox One version, but it's not all sunshine and roses for the PS4 version. And again, I'll say it doesn't mean shit. It's a launch game. Really, who gives a shit? Doesn't have any bearing on what the games are going to be like a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. Launch games are always a little janky. Big deal. I don't know. That thread was so bad. I mean, I got to like the first page and then I was like, why am I reading this? Why would I want to be frustrated in my life?
I read about five pages.
That's exactly why I don't go to that site.
Yes.
I don't like to be frustrated when I don't have to be.
Yeah. I think when you get older, you tend to want to eliminate these types of things from your life, not engage in them more. So when I get an idiot hitting me up on Twitter with some stupid PS4 comment, which I just got one right now, here's a typical PlayStation jerk off right here. At the last raver. Just look at this guy's tweet history. Everything is about 1080p, 720p, Xbox out of date. I mean, it's ridiculous. And there's a million guys like this. It just happens all the time. And you know, I just tend to block them because really who needs
what,
the frustration?
What did he say? You were about to say what he said, though.
He said the Xbox. I mean, I'm just looking at his tweet. I'll read you his tweet history to various people. The Xbox is already out of date. 720p is better than the 900p and 1080p put together. Next gen is 1080p, 60 frames per second. You know, it's just the same thing over and over again.
I thought he said something to you specifically. The way you made it sound like, and this guy just said something to me. Now. Yeah,
the tweet is at me, telling me that the Xbox is already out of date. Somebody asked me a question about the Xbox, and you know, this guy must just search for Xbox. And I mean, there's a lot of people that do this, and they just engage with anybody who mentions Xbox to tell them how much better PS4 is, even though they've never played it and it's not out yet.
Next week.
Yeah. I got mine.
I touched an Xbox One at Target this week.
Yeah. Whoa.
What happened?
They, I don't know. It was just sitting there. No controllers or anything. Just the console and the Kinect sitting there, like half enclosed in like this plastic thing, hooked up to what looked to be a 720p monitor. And it was just like playing a video of like, hey, this is a good console, buy our headset. And I don't know. It was weird. Like, I don't understand why you put that out there and don't have it set up to where people can try out a game or mess around with it. Hmm. But that said, there was no PS4 at Target.
That's weird.
I don't know what's going on with the PS4 in Target. It's like Sony hasn't like reached out to Target to give them things or anything. It just,
there's no display or anything.
There's no display.
Well, it's sold out, I guess. So maybe why bother? I don't know.
I don't. You still want to? It's not sold out at Target.
Oh,
and they Target still have games that they need to sell.
Yeah, Target will have systems day one.
Yeah, and games.
And games, yeah. So there's no logical reason why it hasn't happened.
Hmm.
I'm sure it will happen this week. I would hope.
Hope,
but the only thing I found that had PS4 on it was a pre-order tag for Watch Dogs.
I saw that tweet. That was the only thing
I could find in the video game section that had anything that said PS4 is coming.
Hmm. I don't know what quite to say about that.
I think just maybe it's because of how the Xbox had been doing in North America, or maybe they just reach out to retailers more. They just seem to have more of a retail presence in the Walmarts and the Targets than Sony does.
Hmm. All right. I like Shipwreck's reports from Target, from middle America.
Yeah.
That's how we know what's going on.
It's where we go. It's where we go.
It's where everybody goes.
Yeah.
They
got everything there.
I know.
I bought a $600 camera for $150 this week.
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's very impressive.
Yeah, Mrs. Cheapy has that same camera, I'm pretty sure.
But she didn't spend $150 on it, so...
She didn't spend anything on it. I bought it for her birthday.
That's the same thing as spending money on it.
Yeah.
She
never used it, by the way. In case you're wondering.
$500 well spent. Not even taking a picture from the helicopter?
Nope.
Oh, well.
Nope. I think it got used once, maybe. Maybe.
I expect to see a plethora of baby pictures now on the Facebooks.
That's my wife's job.
They give her the camera.
I have. I took pictures. it was freaky because I like pointed the camera at Emmeline and it changed to baby mode. Like this baby icon came up on the screen.
It knew.
Yeah. I did not know that it was going to do that.
Interesting.
Pretty crazy. Like all these things like pop out of it. Like there's a secondary flash that pops out and something else like on the side and on the bottom. Like it's all these little compartments that have stuff in them.
It's
pretty fancy.
Good. Enjoy it.
I am.
Okay. let's see what else we got here. There's an article here on IGN about Xbox One cloud updates. Apparently the cloud servers for multiplayer can, when they get a firmware update or a software update rather, they will reboot and then kick people off while they're playing their multiplayer.
That's how servers
work. What's that?
That's how servers work.
Right. And I don't know. I don't visit GAF unless Wombat links me to it or somebody else links me, but I don't know if this is like considered a shitstorm or not, but I don't know why they couldn't just say, hey, we're going to be, you know, the server will be down for maintenance on Wednesday at 4 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't know how prevalent this will be. And this is the first I'm hearing of it. But that's
I'm sure they can just do that. I don't know why they couldn't just do that.
I know. It sounds like something dumb. Like, did you guys read up on the music, Xbox music, with the back and forth on that? Where earlier in the week they had the messaging out that it would be free but ad supported, kind of like a Pandora.
Yes, streaming service. Albert Pinello, I believe, on Twitter was.
Yes, Albert Pinello said that on Twitter, and everyone was really excited. It was actually one of the first smart thing that Microsoft has done in a very long time. And then about 2 days later, they came out and said, "Nope, that's not true at all."
Right. There is no ads. There is no free ad supported version, right?
Yeah. There's only the one. Well, there is a free ad supported version that I believe works on Windows, maybe Windows 8 or something like that.
But not on Xbox One.
But not on Xbox One, which is dumb.
Yeah. I mean, if you want, look, they're going to have an uphill battle selling the service anyway. Why would you not want to get people involved with it in some free way? Because you're not going to get anybody to sign up for this thing. I mean, they got some major competitors.
And I would totally listen to that while playing, like, the new Need for Speed.
Yeah.
I would do that. I would listen to, if I hear the occasional ad, I hear the occasional ad, but it'd be nice to change up my soundtrack in the game a little more often than the game soundtrack.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like a bad call.
It is a bad call, and it sounds like something that once Albert Pinellas said it and they realized that that's not the thing, they should have just kept along and just never have said that it was a mistake and have just done, because the reception was so positive. It was the most positive Xbox thing I probably have seen in months.
And when's the last time you heard anybody even talk about Xbox music or whatever? Yeah, is that what it's called? I don't even know what it's called.
Something like that. Who cares? Who cares what it's called? It was right. The only positive news to come out of Xbox in like 4 months. And they went ahead and then
reversed it. That's how you knew it was a mistake.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's how pathetic it seems sometimes. Did you read the Game Informer preview of Rise?
No.
Oh, they called Rise. Oh God, wait, I have to look it up now. It was on their homepage. It's a really funny quote.
So I guess, some embargoes are up now for Xbox One.
It's not a review. It's a preview, which makes this even more interesting. The headline, Rise, Son of Rome, is as fun as dialing phone numbers.
Yike. And that's the preview, which is usually overwhelmingly positive.
Well, but it's not overwhelmingly positive from Dan Reichert.
Yeah. And the first sentence is,
that's who wrote it, right?
Yeah. I never wanted to leave a demo as badly as the one for this tedious, uninspired Xbox One launch game.
Wow. Yikes.
And then
he's
a
very opinionated guy.
I heard, and I think Andrew Yoon agreed with him on Twitter. And a few other people. Just the feedback on Rise so far has been pretty lousy.
Well, it's always been lousy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was going to be a shock if Rise turned out to be like
not shitty,
something that was really good.
Yeah. Some positive.
I think we're all hoping for something that was at least playable.
Dead Rising, by the way, is going to have, according to what I read today, will have save anywhere, anytime.
And no timer, right?
Yeah.
Or optional timer.
I think there are some timed missions, like the one in the demo that everyone played is you were bitten and have to get some Zombrex within the time period. But once you do that, it's open again and you could kind of do what you want and save anywhere. And you could build and you can combine items and build new objects anywhere. You don't have to find a workbench.
Right. And I saw they also released a new trailer for Forza, which I watched. Which was getting a lot of positive buzz on Twitter and stuff, but it's mostly, you know, you got to be careful when you watch these trailers because they say, you know, in-game, it's all in-game footage, which is all well and good, but 90% of the trailer was replay footage, which really, I mean, the replay footage always looks ridiculously amazing, but you don't play that way. So I don't know what it really means. So I'm just hoping they got some anti-aliasing in there because it looked pretty jaggy at TGS. But that's my Xbox One launch game, Forza.
I still don't know what mine's going to be. Lego Marvel. That's going to be my Xbox right. One.
Or
launch
maybe
game.
Dead Rising if it's not as frustrating as the previous.
That's
ones,
yeah. If they really
like
if they made it just a fun open world zombie kill fest, I might pick that up just to kind of have as my launch game. I'm in if they fixed what made it, you know.
If they took the Japanese annoyingness out of it.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, they had the Japanese wackiness in there, which everybody likes, but when you get that Japanese wonkiness with like saving and that stuff, yeah, nobody's looking for that. Let's see. What else? Should we do some? Oh, here's some. What is this? Oh, so Valve showed the Steam Machine prototype and Jerkface Killer wants to know what we think of it. And he says, I think it's a miracle that they fit all those parts in a case that small. They make cases that small already. I mean, Valve doesn't, but other, manufacturers do. So I don't know that it's a miracle. You could probably build that right now with a case that's very similar. I'm sure that it exists somewhere. Okay. I don't know what else to say about. But they also did a preview on the Steam controller, which I read Ben Gilbert's write-up of that. And it turns out that Shipwreck looked like Shipwreck was pretty right about what he said, just from watching that preview video that Valve put out. I think the takeaway. Did you read that article, Ship?
You're too busy. I did not. Like I said, I've been.
Yeah. Well, I'll summarize it for you. He basically said that for games, you know, like strategy games and stuff, that where you could really never use a controller, that it seems to be like a viable option. But using it for a first-person shooter or a game where you can already use a normal controller, it seemed like it was pretty much working against you.
Yeah, too much flicking. It's unless games are designed specifically for this input method, it's always going to be a like
an afterthought,
stopgap measure. Yeah. Like somewhere, if you want to use a controller, use a controller. Like this isn't really helping anything.
Yeah, this is for the games, the 4X games or, you know, games like that where you can't use a controller. It just doesn't make any sense. But I don't know. I think for now I'll be sticking with the regular controller, but we shall see. Any Time Doctor wrote in and wanted to know if any of us bought any of the new, you know, the iPad Air or any of the new Apple products.
Oh, yeah. I got three new Retina, 13-inch Retina.
Three?
Yeah. One for me here, one right. to keep in the bathroom, because why bring a computer from the living room to the bathroom?
Right.
And then a third one that I just keep in the box in the closet just in case.
Plus, the one in the bathroom gets contaminated with a little feces particles. So you
well, no, I like that.
Oh, you want to bring that outside, I see.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I tried the iPad Air at the Apple store, and I'm not interested in that.
Have you seen the new commercial for it? I'm sure you haven't. They basically remind you that a pencil can do everything that an iPad can do.
Oh, so, I have seen that because it's as thin as a pencil, right?
Yeah. So thank you, Apple, for reminding me that I don't need to buy a $500 item where I could buy something for about 8 cents that does the same thing.
Hmm. You can't play plumber crack with a pencil. Oh, actually, you can.
Yeah, you could. Yeah,
you just throw that. It into somebody's yep. crack. Oh, all right. Well, you're right. I thought you were crazy, but obviously you've nailed it.
As always.
Yes. Anything else before
wow,
we do
the light on the back of this thing is really bright on this PS4 controller.
The light?
Yeah, it's really like it's pretty large.
I thought well, you could. Can you dim it? I thought you could dim it. Or am I making that up?
You can put tape over it.
Can you put tape up? Can you put some?
Well, the problem people were actually concerned because if you're sitting in front of a TV, you're going to see a light reflected in off the glass of your television.
You definitely could because I'm doing it on my computer screen right now. But I mean, it's
you'll find out
like
in a week.
2 inches long.
Yeah, it's a big 2 inches long. But they can always turn. I'm assuming they can make it so we can turn that off.
I think you'll be able to turn it off.
At some point, maybe not right away, but I'm sure they can sort that out. It's not like these things are set in stone.
Patch you.
Let's see. Let's do some CAG bag questions. Guzzy writes in and says, Black Friday ads so far seem to be avoiding sales on any next-gen games or accessories. Do you think Best Buy, Amazon, or Walmart will do any?
Not much, I wouldn't say, on the next-gen stuff.
If anyone, I think maybe Amazon. Maybe Amazon, and not a big discount, like $40.
And people should remember that, you know, really Black Friday just kicks off a month and a half of big sales. So just because
well,
it's not happening
it's
Black
an unusual
Friday.
Year, though. Don't forget, it is Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, my mom tried telling me that today.
Yeah. So Black Friday is actually after the first night of Hanukkah.
So what does that mean for this?
It means that, you know, that about 3% of the shopping population, okay, maybe 0.01% 0.01% of the shopping population will be affected.
Right, there you go. 3% in Israel, maybe.
Yeah, no, 3% in New York. No, New York right. is probably like 10%. Who are we kidding?
Let's see. Yeah, I have no idea. But, you know, like I said, just, you know, the sales don't end on Black Friday, obviously.
So you guys can't shop on Black Friday? Is that what
I don't know?
No, it just means that by Black Friday, I should have all my shopping done for gifts. So if I buy anything on Black Friday, it would probably just be for myself.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that how it usually works, though?
No, I mean, in the past, actually, we've done a couple of Black Friday things for, like, kids' gifts. You know, not video game related things. But this year, it'll be too late for us. So, what can you do?
Mr. Mikaru writes in and asks, what do you guys think of the new standard of releasing half-made games and fixing them as they please? I'm referring to Grand Theft Auto 5 and Battlefield 4. Feels like they are still in beta.
This is something new?
With Grand Theft Auto, they didn't, the multiplayer didn't even launch with the game. But true. I think it's really hard for these guys, these massive online multiplayer games to really test these things out ahead of time. They can only do so much until it's in a real environment.
And I would say that on Grand Theft Auto 5, the only pass that game gets is that I don't think that the multiplayer is really the meat of that game. Yeah, it's not the draw. And Battlefield 4, the online multiplayer is the draw. So that needs to be tight at launch. In Grand Theft Auto, if you're buying Grand Theft Auto 5 because you can't wait to play online, then I don't know what to tell you.
Right. I haven't had any problems really with Battlefield 4, so I'm not sure if it's a PC thing or what, but it seems to work okay for me. I don't know. I guess sounds maybe like it's just hard to test. Let's see. Honolulu Boo asks, with last gen's hardware failures, is it stupid not to get the extended warranty this time around? Shipwreck, you know a lot about extended warranties.
I generally think it's a bad idea to get the extended warranties, but I just felt like anytime that I've bought one, like I've probably, over the course of my lifetime, I probably bought maybe 10 of those things, and okay, I might have used one.
If it's a hardware failure that's a widespread thing, the manufacturer is going to take care of it for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know why. It seems like a scam.
I did buy the Apple protection plan.
You can only use those things once, too. Like,
oh, really?
You get one return. Yeah, it's usually how those extended warranties work.
These are the store ones, right? The ones that.
Yeah, the store ones. Like, you get at Best Buy or Walmart or Target or whatever it is. They usually allow you to return the item once. So if it were to break, I don't know, say 91 days after or whatever the year or whatever, then you could return it once, and then you might have to do it right away again if that one doesn't work. So yeah. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like that great of a deal.
No.
Just buy another game or something.
Yeah, I would say the manufacturer is going to have to take care of it for you. If it comes with a 1 year, usually these things come with at least a year warranty anyway, or something like that. I don't know. Don't buy it. The Burger Tweet asks, with consoles having digital downloads, do you think they may have sales that are equivalent to Steam sales in the future? Wombat?
Well, PlayStation kind of already does. Some of those PS Plus sales are pretty close.
Right, with first party games and like indie games. Yeah, those are very aggressive sales. Those are
really aggressive. So I'm gonna say it's already here. It's really, will Microsoft ever catch up with that?
Well, it's really more will big third party games.
You can get some pretty big third party games cheap. If you have PS Plus right now, you can get that Dragon Dogma, like the bigger version of that, free.
Right.
That's pretty aggressive.
It's a little bit different, though. Like, the games that you get for free with PlayStation Plus, I don't know, it just seems different than sales.
No, but they do have some good sales. They do have good sales.
Yeah, they do still have good sales, but they don't have... It's not to the Steam level where...
No, it's not at the Steam level. But I'm just saying that it does exist in a small way now. I think that it could definitely happen in a big way, but, we'll see what happens.
I mean, the way that the Steam works now, you can get pretty much any new release game, even pre-order them, 20-25% off. I mean, especially if you don't buy direct from Steam, if you go to a site like Green Man Gaming or Gamefly or something like that, it will just sell you the Steam code. these guys always have like a 20 or 25% off coupon that you can apply to games that, you know, that even pre-orders. So I don't know that that's going to happen though for consoles anytime soon. I think that's probably what he's talking about. Jason DeMuth asks, am I crazy for considering waiting a few months before deciding which console to pick up, going to use the time to finish GTA?
Not crazy at all. I considered it. Still considering it.
Yeah, so. I mean, you never...
Why are you still considering it?
There are some days where I'm like, do I really need this? But I guess I do, because I do this show.
Need something to talk about.
Yeah, if I...
See,
if
this,
I,
is
if,
why, this is why you did not get...
You're not loyal. You're no shill.
I'm no shill. I'm not loyal enough.
How come we never get angry messages from Xbox fans when we shit
on
Xbox?
It's because we're pretty pro Xbox.
What's that?
It's because we're pretty pro Xbox.
We are pretty pro Xbox. Because our complaints about Xbox are the complaints that only an Xbox fan would have.
What, like Kinect sucks? I mean, that's...
I don't necessarily think Kinect sucks. Kinect Party is a really good game.
No, it's not. It sucks. How many times have I said that Kinect sucks on this show, would you say?
Every
and that I mentioned that it's in my
episode.
Closet and it's worthless.
Every episode.
Right. You know how many complaints I've gotten from Xbox fans about that?
None. Because no one likes Kinect. No one likes Kinect.
I mean, but remember like when we just really were rough on Microsoft after the whole E3 debacle and just everything leading up to that?
I was rough on them about 15 minutes ago.
Did you get a lot of complaints from Xbox fans?
During that 15-minute time, people next door heard me and complained. We love Xbox.
So no is what you're saying.
No.
I just don't understand what it is about. I think it's something to do with maybe the Japanese companies. Like people are just, they're so emotionally connected because they grew up with the systems or what? That they're so emotionally involved that they just go crazy. I don't know what it is. Maybe because Microsoft is newer and people aren't emotionally attached to them. I don't know. But out of all the negative things that we say and the criticism that we levy against Xbox and Microsoft, just you don't get the same hate. You don't get the same response. And
boy, has Microsoft screwed up. We talked about that on Instant Messenger recently, and you actually agreed with me, which was shocking.
What?
About their van tour and what a lousy idea I think it is.
Oh, sending Major Nelson around the country in a van?
Yeah. If you want to do your van tour, fine, do your van tour, but don't have your public face in every city. He hasn't been on Twitter, basically, in the last, month, almost 2 months, because he's been doing this van tour.
Yeah, what do you think he should be doing instead?
He's a public face. They have that, if you go on Twitter, I see a retweet like every 15 minutes from the Sony guy. What's his name? With the Y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
YOSP.
Yeah. YOSP.
I had to stop following him. It was getting too annoying.
But people care about what he has to say, and he says things that people are interested in. Yeah. Now, I know, Shipwreck's argument, of which I'll make for him, is, but they've already sold out of the Xbox 360, of the Xbox Ones. Why do they need to have the public face out there? Which I don't say is wrong. I just think that, there's still a perception issue. And by having...
You still want to build hype.
Yes, you want to build hype. You still want to have the perception that the console's a good console. And when you have your public face, hiding in a van in a mall in Arizona isn't helping.
Weren't they supposed to hire a community? Didn't they put a job? I remember him posting about that, right?
All the job linkings, and I saw, and so many people I know applied for those jobs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I don't know if anyone got an interview.
I heard they didn't hire anybody.
They didn't hire anybody.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Yeah, they didn't hire anyone. So they have no community team, and the only community person they have is in a van in a mall in Peoria.
Down by the river.
Yeah. It boggles my mind. What I said I think they should be doing is having him make, even if it's 3 minutes
long. He should be going to Targets.
He should be making a YouTube video every day. Something
or live on Twitch, live stream on Twitch maybe or something?
Something. That it could be. It doesn't have to be long. If it, even if it was 30 seconds, people would care. and people would watch it. And if you can show me something, we don't have a lot of time left until this console comes out. It comes out on the 22nd. If we're not talking a ton of videos, you know, 15 videos, put something out there. Show me something that, even if it's something that we may not know, something that we may want to see a little bit more of. Hey, here's something you may not know about Rise. Here's something you may not know about snapping. Here's something you may not know about Kinect 2. Just something small every day, a new video. Put it on YouTube, put it on Twitch, tweet it out. People will see it and people will talk about it, and it may just change the perception just that little bit that a van tour is definitely not going to do.
I predict you get zero hateful comments from Xbox fans from that. I don't know. I just don't know what it is. I don't know. It's crazy. Let's see.
Can Shipwreck go to bed now?
Soon. Let's just finish these off and then we can be done. Okay.
Sorry, Ship. I tried.
Between this is Eri Glass says, between Rise, Forza 5, and Dead Rising 3, which one are you most excited for? I already said Forza 5.
I'm gonna say Dead Rising 3.
Ship? Come
probably
on, say
Dead
Rise.
Dead Rising 3, but I'm still really curious about Rise.
Somebody has to say Rise, because
like it the graphics in that game have always looked good to me.
They do look good.
Graphics only take you so far.
Well, yeah, but when you're buying a console at launch, you like to get the thing that looks really nice.
Yeah, because then if you have a company over that doesn't know, you can say, check out the Xbox One, and you can show them that game, and they'll be like,
watch how I take this guy's head off.
Right.
Repeatedly. Yeah. Indifference Rights asks, do you think you'll start ignoring your 360 or PS3 once their successors are released? I know I won't.
Not yes, right away, but in
I
time.
Will. I'm burning mine as soon as they come in.
A pyre.
I'm going to move mine to a different TV just because I need the real estate. So it's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to move definitely one of those two consoles into the bedroom.
I'm definitely disconnecting both of them from my living room. The Xbox I'll probably keep just so I can play hockey. If I want to stream it on Twitch or something, I'm going to probably maybe move it into my office, but I'm going to be giving away my entire current gen game collection on CAG. It's about 150 to 200, mostly Xbox 360 games, but also I have DS, 3DS games, PlayStation 3 games, and some new releases in there. My parents seem to be getting a lot of review copies from Namco, so you're going to get some Namco games. So stay tuned next week when we'll be launching that on CAG. You'll definitely, if you do not have an account on CAG, register it before the contest, because the contest will not be open to new registrations once the contest goes live. So I'm warning you now, with peace and love, sign up now. Thank you. Last one, and then we're done. Nah, we already answered that. JRog33 wants to know if the resolution and frame rate matters now.
We beat that dead horse.
Doesn't matter now unless you're on a message board and you want to make people feel bad about their purchases. Then it matters. Or feel better about your own purchase. Anyway, I think we'll let these guys go to sleep. I want to thank everybody for listening. Follow us on Twitter, CBD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck. Also, video game deals. Black Friday's coming. Shout out to Wario64 doing a fantastic job manning the video game deals account. And listen to Wombat's other show, Uninformed Opinions. Is there a new one this week?
No, not this week. I was dealing with sick children.
All right. Anything else, Shipwreck?
No, I'm good. Next week will be PlayStation Week.
Yay. I'm excited
to try this
shit out. I'm
considering taking that Friday off.
I think you should.
Should I? This is the conundrum I'm in now, though. I know I'm going to have that one coming from Amazon, but I also have that one that I have reserved at Walmart, and that one from Walmart I can get at midnight.
Right.
Oh, this is a tough choice. Occam's razor.
Right.
We'll get both. If you don't, you know what? I'll buy the other one from you and we can give it away on CAG. Or you can just sell it on eBay and make a lot of money.
I don't think that they're going to be worth
it. Or you could save it for Emmy Lou when she's old enough.
Yeah, I would say take both of them. And I don't know. You're not going to lose money on the deal, right?
No.
No.
No. So I think you're okay. Yeah. No, I wasn't kidding. I mean, if you had an extra one and, you know, I would give it away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss it.
We'll discuss it in the privacy of our own homes. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you next week.
Bread's done.